that like the Chanina, like the Chanina, who the Chacham Kulei, who the Chacham, he's very smart. He knows how to make the bedik this way. But Kuliyam Malachachim Yochi, all other people are not so smart. They can't make such a bedik like this. So therefore, gave the Klala not to make such a bedik this way, but rather the way we learned in the Mishnah, you have to have the water on top of it. You have to have water floating on top of it. Now the Gemara says, Amr Rabbi Yechon says, Yishno, that Chochmos of the Rabbi Chanina. Since Rabbi Chanina was so smart, his Chochmos gormally caused me, Le'achti Dom, I don't want to see Dom. Because Matmina Metar, what he said was Tomei, I thought was Tor, and Metarana Matamo, what he says is Tor, I thought it was Tomei. Since he saw that he did not know the difference between the colors, therefore he didn't want to pass him. Amr Rabbi Loza says like this, and Vesenus of the Rabbi Chanina. Rechanina's anivus is gormali, means his humbleness caused me gormali the chazoi dama, that I should go be a poisek in hukas domnim. Why? I said like this. Omar Rechanimadach Rechanina, Tiyan von sanhu, mochis nafshe lesofik vechazoi, that he humbles himself down and he goes to see the shmat, goes to his bedikas to see if it's Torah or not. I know the absolution, I myself for sure go and see. There's maybe thought to say it doesn't pass. It doesn't pass for me to be Bodik or the Bedikas to check out the Bedikas, the Dhamim of Anisha. So he saw that Rebbe Lezer did it. So he saw that Rebbe Chanina did it. So he himself also did it. Omer Rebzera said, Tova the Bovel, that the character of Bovel is Gormali Kozmid Loichazoi Dhamim. He didn't want to be a person to see Dhamim. Why? The meaning, he said like this to himself, Rebzera said to himself, that Betiva lo yadana, I'm not even sure about the character, about these people of Bovel, is so Bedom yadana, should I know the halakas about the Dam, therefore did not want to paskin the halakas of the Damim. Lameimer Samar says, what do you want to tell me? That the Betiva talia, that understood that the blood has, examining the blood, has to do upon the understanding of somebody's Teva, of the character of the people. Why? Samar says, I have a rabba who the yoda b'tiva, rabba knew the tiva of the people, understood the people, but lo yoda b'domi, did not know how to paskin in the damim, in the colors of dam. Samar says, very good. If so, kol shchein kome, I meant to say for sure then, o ma rabba, ma zich rabba, the yoda b'tiva, he knew how we knew the tiva. Lo yichoz b'domi, did not want to paskin the lochos of damim of the people in Bovel. If so, v'ya no me, Ezra, should I go and see the Dhamma? For sure, I didn't want to paskin. Ulu, the Gemara says, Ulu went to visit Pompadiso, Ais Lekami Dhamma. They brought in front of him some bloodlights, some batikis, to check out to see if it's Torah Tomei. Loi Chazoi, so Ulu didn't want to paskin there. Omri is like this. Omar Reb Loza, Matuch, the big Reb Loza, that the Mor, Dara of Yisrael, he was the Mor, he was the head of the whole Eretz Yisrael, he was the supreme authority of Eretz Yisrael. Ki miklo liyasa, the Yehuda, when he used to go visit the city where Yehuda was, loy chazoi, he did not want to see, he didn't want to pass the dam over there when he went into the Pupadisa, which was the Asra of Yehuda. He didn't want to paskin. If so, I know, echsei, should I go paskin now? So that's what Ula said. Ula went to the place of Pupadisa, so he said, like, this is not my place, this is Abuda's place. That Madach Reb Lezer, that when he came to Pupadisa, he did not paskin, so for sure now when Ula's coming to Pupadisa, he also can't paskin. It has to be up to the Moradasya. Samar says now, via my currently Moradar of Yisrael, how come Reb Lezer, why was he called like the supreme authority of Eretz Yisrael? What happened was like this. The Issa, what's happened one lady? The Isia Doma Lekaim with Reb Loza. He brought some dam. They brought a shiloh of dam in front of Reb Loza. Have Yosef Reb Ami Kamer, Reb Ami was sitting nearby there. Archo, so Reb Loza just went and just smelled the cloth. He just smelled the blood. Always said like this, Hai Dam Chimadu. This dam is Dam Chimad, means dam of just lust. So, Loch is still his tummy, but he knew clearly what type of dam it was just by smelling it. So what happened was, Bosa the Nofik, after Reb Lezer went out, it's full of Rabam. Rabami went to ask this lady, what really happened? How did she see dam? On Malay, she said this, Bali Hoya Baderach, my husband was on the road, Vichimarativ, and I had a desire to live with him, and that caused me to see some dam. So Yefir of Leather, just by smelling it, was right. That's where he got the shame of a modality soil. So Mor says, correlate called upon him, Soyed Hashem Yireyev, that the Soyed of Hashem, sometimes special secrets Hashem gives to his Yireyev. That was his Chochmah Reb Lezer had. So Rashi says, Dam Chibud means, She Nisav Olabayla, she had a desire to live with the husband. For Ross Adam, that caused her to see Dam, Machmas Taiva. And then Echnami, that Dam is Tomei Taka, she wasn't either. But I call upon him, just by smelling the Dam, he was able to tell where the Dam came from. The other Gemara says, if for Humris, this was Imei, the mother, the Shavu Malka of the king Shavur, that Shodra Dom Malakame Derova, she sent some bezikas of Dam in front of Rova. Sehevi Yosef Rav Uvdei Kaimei. Rav Uvdei was also watching there. So what happened was, Archi, so Rova smelled the Dam. Obolo, he said to her, said back to Rav Uvdo, Hai Dam Chimudu, this is Dam that comes from Dam Chimud. Is Omulay. So the mother said, Yitaka writes, Omulay Lebrei, she said to her son, Tochazi, come and see, Kamechachichim Yehudi, go see how smart Yehudim are, that he was able to tell just by smelling this cloth of Dam, that this Dam came from Dam Chimud, that we had before, this special Dam that comes when you have time to live with your husband. Omulay. So the son said back to the mother, who said he's so great. Duma, maybe just like you guessed it. Kisuma biaruba, like a blind person feeling through a window. So Hoda Shodrule Shishin Mine Doma. Then she checked him out, tested him more, and sent him 60 different samples of blood. For Kuli Amrinu, and all of them, he answered exactly where the Dam came from. But who Basra, the last sample of Dam, was really Dam Kinim Heavy. It was blood from lice. Lo Yoda and Rava wasn't acquainted with it. He didn't really know where it came from. What happened was, Minash Shemayim, like Istai Milsim, was just lucky. What happened was, Vishoda Leis Rikusa, he sent her a present. Rava sent her, the mother of the king, a present. He sent her a comb. The Mikdala Kalmi, that a lot of dead lice were on it. So she thought like Rava knew that Dam was Dam from lice, and therefore sending her this comb. So she said like this, Yudoi Bisabn Libi Yasrisu. Like Jews, they live in the middle of your heart. In other words, to say, they know everything what's going on. They're so smart. Omer Rav Yudah, Rav Yudah said like this, Meresh at the beginning, Hevi Chazin Adama, I used to see blood. It used to be a Merah in Dam, to see if the Dam is Dam Tom or not. Kivun the Omer Le'ima the Yitzchak Bri, once like the mother of my son Yitzchak told me, that Hai Tifta Kamaisa Lemasinun Lo Kamayu. You should know the Rabbonin. You should know when an Isha sees Dam, so the first drop of Dam that comes out of a body, she does not come and show that sample to the Rabbonin. Why Mishum Dizima? Because that blood is like dirty. So therefore, Lechazina. Therefore, he says he doesn't want to see. Because he's afraid, like maybe the first teeth of Dam that came out really was Dam Tamei. Then the second Dam that comes out, the color changes already. But since they're not showing me the first teeth, they didn't want to paskin. Because it's very possible that the Dam, the colors change later. Now the word says though, but Bein Tomei L'Taira V'Adi Chazina. If an Isha, let's say, was had a Dam Taira, in other words, let's just use Yoledis, and after the days of Yimei Taira stopped, then she starts Yimei Tomei, so that Dam he would see. Because since all along it was Dam Taira coming out, so that Dam is not like dirty so much. Therefore, she would show the first tipa to the Chachamim, and therefore they could paskin well to know clearly whether it's Tamei at all. Now the Gemara says, Yalso is Aisi Dom Lekaime de Rabba Barbachona. Yalso, she was the wife of Rabbi Nachman. So instead of showing the Dam to her own husband, she used to take her Shmatas and Bedikas like and show it to Rabba Barbachona. The Tomila, and he paskin that it was Tomei. Hodir Eis Lekaim to Rabbi Yitzchok, then she brought the same Shmat, the same Badikalai, in front of Rabbi Yitzchok, braved Rabbi Yudin, son of Rabbi Yehuda, Vidochilo, and he said, no, it's Tor. So the question is, how could Rabbi Yitzchok do like this, for a time to learn like this, that Chochem Shetimei, is then Chaveri Rishur Letar, like he first asked Shal to Chochem, and he says it's Tomei, so no, then the Chaver is not allowed to come. Another place, he can't come and say it's Tor, or the opposite way. Also, if the first place that said it was also, is then Chaver, the second one is not allowed to come, Rishoy Lehat, to say it's Muta. So the question is, how could Yitzchok go the opposite of the Pesach of Rabbi Barbachono? Svarsa is like this. Mikora Tumuya Havi Mitamila. Staka true. At the beginning, first Reb Yitzchak also wanted to say it was Tamei. Since he heard that Rabbi Bar Bachana said it was Tamei, so he also first said it was Tamei. But Kivun the Yomle, when Yaltsis told her like this and said like this, you should know that the whole Yoyme Havi Matchili, every day I used to show my Bedikas, and it will always look the exact same way. And yesterday it said this type of a color was torn. Ki Agavna. But so what happened today? How come today Paskin was Tamei? But Vidnuhu the Chosh Bene, today he must have an eyeache. He couldn't see so well today. Is therefore he said it was Tamei. So when Yitzchak, when Reb Yitzchak called this, Dochin lo hayosa Paskin was Tor. As if to say, like, that Rabbi Rachana Paskin was Tamei, today was a mistake. He couldn't see so well. But really it should have been Tor. So there's a few shilas here. First of all, the shilas is, how come Yalsa did not go and show the Bedika to her own husband? How come she went to show it to Rabbi Rachana? So Tari said, I did not bring a proof for me to say that a Baal cannot paskin for his wife. Avad, the husband, is allowed to paskin for his wife. Just said the pshat that she didn't want to show it to him because she was afraid maybe he would be machmir on himself too much, or maybe he would be perish because of the suffix, or maybe stam she didn't want to be mevas on herself in the eyes of her husband. So that's why she went to somebody else. But Avad, Lalocha, and Echnami, your wife is allowed to show her bedikas to her own husband. Now the Gemara asks the question, though, on mi mehemna, do we believe Yalsa's what she's saying now, that the color she showed him today, it was exact same color yesterday, and yesterday said it was Tor. Do we believe that she knows that much to say the colors are the same thing? Gemara says, yes, we do believe her. For Tanya, bring your proof, it says, Nemenis Ishalem and Isha's believe to say, Kizeri Isivivativ. Like the same color she sees here, she's allowed to say, in my badika I made was the exact same color and I lost it. So therefore, whatever the lachin, the paskin on this, is the same thing they gave to me also. So you see, believe her what she says when she remembers the colors. E. Berlu, I have a question like this. What's going to be now? She says, Kizet tir ish ploini chochem amal. And she says, listen, the same type of the color I see here, I once asked the shaila to somebody else, ni paskin it's tor. And now she wants to tell the chavish, no, for you also it's tor. So do we believe her or not? This is negated to somebody else. It's not her own shemata. She's just telling somebody else, listen, this dam that you saw, I had the exact same color, and the price gets passed to me was torn. So is she never meant to say this or not? Toshma coming here. It says that Nemenis Ishalem Nisha's believed to say, Kizeri Isibilativ, I saw this type of a color and I lost it. So you see, we believe her when she says, this is the color that she saw. So Mar says, no, it could be Shani Hosma, there it's different. It could be over there that it's not in front of us. That she doesn't have a shmatar anymore, so it's like b'shachat chak. Since she doesn't have it anymore, therefore we believe her. But in the case where it's in front of us, it could be we don't believe her. You have the right to be samech on your friend, the lady, but rather have to go and yes a chachem to paskin for you. Maybe it's like you have the right to be samech on what she's saying. So in this case, she have the right to like b'shachat chak. I see dom the kind of the rabba rabba chonom that the yalsa, the case we had before. She brought her bedikah from Rabbi Avrochono, the Tomalah, and first he passed and that it was Tomei. Then she took the same bedikah and showed her the Kaima, the Rabbi Yitzchak, bread Rabbi Yehudah, the Dochilah, and he said it was Tor. And the question he asked before was, V'echi Rabbi Yochanan, how do you do like this? I have a tiny, we learn, Chokham Shatime and Chavei Rishon Retire. The Yamina, the Mark came out before, they said that really, Timu Yevi Mitamilah. That first, when Rabbi Yitzchak saw it, he wanted to say it was Tomei. But Kivun the Yomrele, when she said to him, that the whole Yom Matchilei, every day, Rabbi Avachonov used to pass, and this same type of a color was really Torah. Ki Hagavna, like this color. But Vidn is only today, who the Chosh Bieni, must be something wrong with his eyes, is, that's what Trey was said it was Tamei. Therefore, when Rabbi Yitzchak heard this, Hod the Dochilo, the Rabbi Yitzchak said also it's Torah. At Alma, we see clearly though, Mehemdele, Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yehuda. Mehemdele, that Rabbi Yitzchak believed, Ayalsis. So you see, you're allowed to believe even though the Shemat is here in front of you. You're allowed to believe what she says. Samar says no. Could be real. The Pshat was Reb Yitzchak Bar Yehuda Agmarei Samach. Really, he was Samach on his own Svara. He himself also held like this. The Mikra Din. Really, it's Torah. Just that if he heard there was Tamei, he ought to pay us out of Paskin was Tamei. But then when he heard what Yalsus told him, he was able to Paskin according to his own Svara. So not really he was saying the Chanor, but he Paskin according to his own son, his own Svara. Moses says, now Rebbe roared Dam Balayla. Rebbe used to Paskin, used to be able to see Dam at night time. Fitime, and he said it was Tamei. What happened was, Roar Biyun, the next day he saw the Badik again Biyun, and Vatir said it was Tor. Hintim Shachit, she waited another hour. Chos Vatim, and then he said it was Tami. That's what he did. So Omer, he said upon himself, like, Oili, Oivei, Shemotisi, maybe I made a mistake. There's that in the middle, he wanted to say it was Tor, maybe he made a mistake. Therefore, it's good that he said now it was again Tami. Smor says, Shemotisi, maybe you made a mistake. Like Vati Tor, for sure you made a mistake. Like, you're passing wrong otherwise. The Tani would look like this. That lo yoy machokam chokam should not say, ilu ho yilach, like when he sees the dam now dry, he should not say, listen, if I would have seen when the dam was fresh, lach, ho yivadetom, it would have been vadetome, so to be afraid now, you don't say like this. El omar said like this, eino ledain el mashain of royis, that a dain only has to pass on the way he sees the dam right now, and if the way he sees the dam right now it's tor, he has a right to say yes that it's tor. It's really over here also, since when he saw it b'yoyim, he sees that it's Tor, he has a right to say that it's really Tor. It's more so like this. The story was like this. Meikora achtekei b'tomei. At the beginning we saw it at night time, he really thought it was Tomei. His master to be Tomei. Kivu nechoz letzachot ishtani, but in the morning when he looked at it, he saw the color changed, got a little bit lighter, and he said it's Tor. Omar, vadei Torhu, no, really this dam is dam Tor. I didn't see it so well at night time. That's why he wanted to say it was Tor. But Kivu Nechoz, later we saw again that the Hodur Ishtani became a little bit lighter, it changed again. Omri says like this, Hi, Tomei Heve. No, really at night time when I first saw it, it was really Tomei. It's really Dam Nida. Just this Dam keeps on getting lighter and lighter. So when I saw in the daytime, the pshat I saw was Tor, it's not the pshat that I made a mistake last night, but Adarabah, really last night it was Tomei. Just beyond, the color changed. And therefore, I have to remain with the first pshat that really is Tomei. Nothing more says, Rebbe bodik Yohaner, Rebbe checked the Badika, by the Yohaner, even though it was nighttime, he used to check it out in the light. Rebbe Shmuel, Rebbe Yossi, bodik b'yamamunin. He said, I says, no, he's doing it in the daytime. It has to be yamamunin, like a cloudy day, can't be in front of the sun. And even then, Beni Amude used to do it in between the pillars where he used to learn. In other words, not directly in the sun, in the shade, a little bit, you should check it. Omer Rav Ami bar Shmuel, the kulan ain't bird kemoisim ela ben chamletzel. When you rob bird to give bedikas, when you check it out to see if it's really dam tomei or not, you're supposed to do it in near the sun, but it should be shady there. No, it should be light, but a little bit shady, not direct sun hit it. Rav Nachman of Rabba Ravua, the chamo v'tzel yod, you're supposed to check it out, the cham in the sun, but if it's tzel yod, like put your hands over the sun, like to make a shade go upon where the shmater is, we're checking out that bedikah. So that's called bright light, but not directly the sun shining on it. That's the way to make the bedikah. That's the way even the chacham should check out the bedikah to see if it's really tamei or not. So again, the Mishnah says, because mozeg shnei chalokim, we have diluted wine, 2/3 water, 1/3 wine. So talking about like this.